phone. That had to be my phone waking me up. My hand swept across the nightstand until it found the vibrating hunk of silicone. Hello?
Michelle, it's Gordon from the Cobb County Sheriff's Office. We need you to deal with some illegally bred magical creatures.
The sound of barking and shouting followed his voice. What are they?
We don't know. I can tell you what they look like. Henry was one of the responding, and he's never heard of these things. I think they're new.
Ugh. I rolled out of bed to start getting dressed. Henry was an old vampire. I'm not sure how old, but old enough for me to take his word on something like this. Gordon, tell me what these things look like.
I'd say someone found the stupidest chihuahua in the city and then did something to give it wings and magic.
Great. How do I get there? I wrote down the address and a few directions. That's the mayor's place, isn't it?
Yep, and he's not happy.
Gordon hung up without saying goodbye. Police etiquette at its finest. I dropped the phone on the bed, glancing at the clock as I stumbled to the bathroom. Illegal magical creatures harassing the mayor at 3 in the morning wasn't a great start to my day. 20 minutes after being rudely awakened, I was rolling down the road with black tea in my mug and a bagel in my hand. I turned the radio on a pop station and sang along for most of the 40-minute drive. The combination of music and caffeine would keep me awake. The road was suddenly lined with cops, ambulances, and fire trucks. I kept rolling until I was in the driveway. They had left a spot for me, knowing I needed my car because I had extra supplies in the trunk. I pulled the duffel out of the passenger seat and slid out of the car. Yips, barks, and growls assaulted my ears. It wasn't hard to spot Gordon on the manicured lawn, in front of the sprawling brick house with a man that had to be the mayor. Bathrobes weren't work attire. What Gordon lacked in height, he gained in width. His shoulders deserved their own zip code. He was an ideal cop, a big, strong, but not overly intimidating protector. The other man was chubby, with his gray hair mussed from sleep and swaddled in a large, terry bathrobe. I started over to them, only to hear barking right behind me. I ducked, running forward a few steps before looking up. He hadn't been kidding. These things really did look like big chihuahuas with wings emerging off their withers, and this one wasn't neutered. As I watched, the critter charged an officer who whipped up a riot shield to block it from hitting him. The air sparkled around the chihuahua as he passed right through the shield, raking nails on the dodging officer's neck. No wonder they needed me. Excuse me, gentlemen, I politely interrupted when they didn't see me approach. But I'm here to help with the pest problem. Before Gordon had a chance to speak, the mayor demanded,
Are you the witch woman? What took you so long? These things have been here for 3 hours.
Sir, Miss Oakes was only called in 68 minutes ago, and she had a 40-minute drive from her house. We weren't called until these creatures,
he waved his hand at the circling, barking chihuahuas,
had already failed to be rounded up by your security.
I waited a fraction of a second before speaking, not wanting to give the rude man another chance to cause a problem. I'm here now. I need to speak to Gordon, and then I'm going to get these things out of your way. I stepped between the men and gently herded Gordon away, leaving the mayor looking speechless. Too bad. I couldn't do my job with him scolding me. Back on the lawn, I pulled a fake stake and my oak wand out of the duffel. I had just laid the first spell on the meat, one that wouldn't let the critters leave a 5-foot area around the stake once they entered it, when Henry glided over carrying the 2 cages.
I was the least likely to be injured by these things.
He flashed fangs as he smiled.
I also have the fastest reflexes of anyone here.
Are you sure you didn't volunteer? You like this stuff. It's why you became a cop.
I'll never tell.
I chuckled and started spelling the cages so creatures couldn't get out. Then I put the last 3 spells on the plastic. One spell made the fake meat smell like hot cooking steak. A second spell stuck it to the ground, and the third one made it immune to harm. Before long, I heard a change in barking and the entire pack charged around the side of the house. All 8 of them were racing, little bodies straining with teeth snapping at each other and wings flapping furiously. Twice during their headlong race for the meat, I saw the air sparkle right before one of them dropped back after being hit by magic.
Brace yourself,
Henry warned. I nodded and settled in for the fight.